Hello, this is Chris Farmer. Welcome to the blog. This one is self-discipline. Self-discipline is the mental act of doing the thing that you know you should do when you should do it, irrespective of whether you want to do it or not. Self-discipline is one of the major positive character traits. Self-discipline is rare. Self-discipline is to be contrasted to instant gratification. Instant gratification is the opposite of self-discipline. Instant gratification is the mental act of doing only those things that bring you immediate sensations of pleasure and/or the immediate removal of discomfort. So the battle lines for your character, circumstances, and destiny are drawn. The opposing forces are 1. For the good, self-discipline and self-control. 2. For the bad, instant gratification and lack of self-control. Unfortunately for us, we live in a society that promotes the philosophy of instant gratification and lack of self-control. The general consensus is that self-discipline is for losers. The opposing idea is that self-discipline is too restrictive and will stunt the free spirit. Since the 1960s, the hippie guru Guide to Wisdom says to those in Western society, "You should not weigh yourself down with discipline. Instead, be a free spirit. Go with the flow. Just say yes to all your desires. If you want it, then have it. Live only for the now. Let tomorrow take care of itself, and for today, let's party. Eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we may die. You can take your self-discipline and shove it." So the decades since the 1960s have been a time of unrestrained spending, non-disciplined, short-range policies, short-term pleasure, long-term pain thinking. Spend today and someone else will pay, somehow, in 5 years. No self-discipline has been the hallmark of the cultural atmosphere since the late 1960s to the present. But the hippie guru Guide to Wisdom is wrong. Self-discipline is the good. And a lack of self-discipline is the act of binding yourself to failure. With self-discipline, you are free to achieve any goal that you set for yourself. If you want to win a gold medal at the Olympics, then you will need self-discipline. If you want to climb Mount Everest, then you will need self-discipline. If you want to make the weight, then you will have to discipline your food intake. If you want to resolve this argument, then you'll have to discipline yourself to speak with more care. If you want to pass the exam, then you will have to discipline yourself to study when you don't want to study. If you want to get there on time, then you will have to discipline yourself to get up earlier. If you want to build your business, then you'll have to discipline your spending. If you want to make the speech, then you'll have to discipline your fears. Self-discipline is the number one character trait shared by all successful people. A lack of self-discipline is the number one cause of failure, poverty, and pain. Contrast the winners with the losers and you'll see the connection between the lack of self-discipline and failure. Poverty, ill health, poor diet, and social problems are often correlated. They go together because they are all caused by the same thing, insufficient self-discipline. Poverty-stricken individuals almost always show elements of poor self-discipline. Too many people eat what they know they shouldn't eat. They drink what they know they shouldn't drink. They do what they know they should not do. They spend money they know they do not have. In addition, too many people don't study when they should study. They don't get up when they should get up. They don't prepare when they should prepare. They don't apologize when they should apologize. They don't do what they know they should do. They've accepted the advice of the hippie guru. But the hippie guru is wrong. The ancient Greeks and the modern champions know that self-discipline is the master key to unlocking the treasure chest of your life. Your task, then, is to identify the degree to which the hippie guru has infected your mental hard drive, i.e. what percentage of your brain agrees with the hippie guru monologue. The hippie guru monologue is this: "Hey man, live life without rules. Go with the flow. Put down your tools. Just say yes to all your desires. Don't bother to fly with misguided high flyers. If you want it, take it. Don't make it, bake it. Live only for today. Let tomorrow take care of itself. And hey, just hang out. Have a drink. Let's twist and shout. Eat, drink, and be merry. Don't worry. Be happy. Hey, dude. All you need is love. Hey, dude. You can take your crazy self-discipline and shove it. Hippie. The hippie substituted SD, self-discipline, with LSD, lack of self-discipline, and was still suffering the painful consequences today. If you have these hippie guru thoughts in your head, then be warned. The hippie guru has infected your hard drive, and your programming has too many corrupted files to allow you to win. You need to adopt the code of an Olympic champion, the code of a business leader, the code of a mathematician, the code of any achiever. Crack the code of self-discipline. Master yourself. If you have a will to master circumstances, then you must first master yourself. Control yourself. If you have a will to master your problems, then you must first master yourself. Join the ranks of those who have mastered self-discipline. They eat only what they know they should eat, nutritional discipline. They drink only what they know they should drink, social discipline. They do only what they know they should do, moral discipline. They spend only money they know they should spend, financial discipline. In addition, they study when they should study, intellectual discipline. They get up when they should get up, self-discipline. They prepare when they should prepare, a good discipline. They apologize when they should apologize, a wise discipline. They do what they know they should do because they've rejected the advice of the hippie guru. Hey, reject the advice of the hippie guru. Do only what you know you should do, whether you are in the mood or not. Develop more self-discipline. Thank you.